New focus in New York manhunt.
I think they should get the National Guard here and really sweep it.
Battling ISIS in Iraq.
The U.S. could send another 500 troops.
The Texas pool party cop.
Eric Casebolt has resigned from the McKinney Police Department.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a small New York town has been turned upside down by investigators trying to find the two killers who escaped last weekend from a maximum security prison. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us live with the latest.
What residents of Willsboro saw.
Everywhere cops and people looking into the woods.
More troopers and SWAT team than I've ever seen in my life.
Hundreds of officers converging on the town about 40 miles southeast of the Clinton Correctional Facility.
Somebody saw two people sneaking in the woods across the road from the house.
Those men disappeared, but if they were convicted killers David Sweat and Richard Matt, why were they on foot? There are reports former jail supervisor Joyce Mitchell was supposed to drive their getaway car, but ended up in a hospital with a panic attack, and that Mitchell's cell phone was used to contact people connected to Matt. But it's unclear who made the calls. Mitchell has not been charged. She's one of several employees being questioned.
Amid criticism, there's no strategy for stopping ISIS in Iraq. The White House is expected to announce more Americans will go there. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This could involve sending another 500 U.S. troops to Iraq and opening a new training center. The Pentagon says the training of Iraqis has been going well, even though it admits there is a shortage of recruits, and one facility has none. This expanded training would be aimed at Sunni tribes in particular. They're key to winning back Anbar province.
Well, now to Texas, where the cop caught on video drawing his gun and wrestling a teenage girl to the ground at a pool party has resigned. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley says Officer Eric Casebolt made the right call.
Our policies, our training, our practice do not support his actions. He came into the call out of control, and as the video shows, was out of control during the incident.
And no decision's been made on whether charges will be filed against Casebolt. Three jurors have been dismissed from the movie theater massacre trial in Colorado. CBS's Lee Frank tells us why.
One woman on the jury got a call from her husband and put it on her cell phone speaker. Two other women on the jury likely overheard talk about a tweet the DA sent from the courtroom. All three women are now off the jury.
There are 12 alternate jurors. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert pleaded not guilty to charges yesterday in his case that involves hush money to conceal misconduct dating back to his time as a high school wrestling coach. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Chicago.
Dennis Hastert has had to give up his passport and, like every other federal defendant, give a DNA sample, but he'll remain free on $4,500 bond. The case against him is on hold till tomorrow as lawyers decide whether to take Judge Thomas Durkin up on his offer to disqualify himself. Back when he was a lawyer, Durkin made contributions to Hastert's campaigns and worked alongside one of his sons.
Safety officials are expected to reveal today the results of an analysis of the cell phone data of the engineer on the Amtrak train that derailed last month in Philadelphia. Earlier, investigators suggested Brandon Bastian was not using his phone at the time of the crash that left eight dead. An international transportation group is recommending smaller airline carry-on bags, cutting the height and width by about a half inch, all to free up space and speed up boarding. No U.S. airlines have backed the idea. Doctors in Europe are reporting a medical first this morning, a woman who gave birth after getting ovarian tissue removed from her more than a decade ago when she was only 13. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
The girl was on the brink of puberty, not yet ovulating, and about to undergo chemotherapy for sickle cell anemia after the ovarian tissue was re-implanted. The then 27-year-old conceived, carried, and bore a healthy boy naturally. Fertility expert Adam Ballon.
Babies have been born as a result of ovarian tissue that's been frozen from women, but it's the first time that it's been reported in a girl before she's actually started having her period.
Suddenly, millions of girls facing fertility-threatening medical treatments have been offered new hope that they, too, may be able to bear their own biological children someday. Steve?
An FDA advisory panel's recommended approval of a new drug to fight cholesterol. Statins have been the primary treatment for a generation. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
What they're looking at here, people who have high cholesterol because of a family history, or for some people, they're allergic to it. They have bad reactions to the statins. So for those people specifically, this could be a more promising drug.
It's called Praluent. It's injected twice a month. The panel wants more data about its long-term ability to reduce heart attacks before allowing it to be used broadly. Now to San Francisco, where leaders have approved new warnings for soda and other drinks packed with sugar. Here's Chris Filippi of KCBS Radio.
Most ads for sugary beverages in San Francisco will have to include a health warning, telling people that the drinks contribute to obesity, diabetes, and other problems. Those warnings will be required on billboards, buses, and taxis, but not in newspapers or on broadcast outlets. San Francisco Supervisor Scott Weiner.
This is a looming disaster for our healthcare system, and we have to take action.
But the American Beverage Association opposes the new rules, arguing sweetened drinks are being unfairly blamed for larger health issues. Chris Filippi, CBS News, San Francisco.
New York City's health department's proposing that all chain restaurants in the city warn customers about selections that are high in sodium. The idea is for a salt shaker symbol for things that contain more than the recommended daily limit that amounts to about a teaspoon of salt. Now to Cleveland, where there's plenty of excitement about the NBA's Cavaliers. Fans celebrated after the Cavs beat the Golden State Warriors 96-91 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. LeBron James, who scored 40 points, advises those fans to rest up.
As loud as they were, they need to drink a lot of tea because they need to be just as loud Thursday night.
That's when they'll play game 4 of the series. It was a big night in baseball, too. A bit of magic at New York City Field.
Strike 3 call! Chris Heston in his 13th Major League start. In 2015.
The call on SNY is 27-year-old Giants right-hander Chris Heston no-hit the Mets.
A lot of emotions running through my head, so it's just awesome, man. Just to be a part of that, that's pretty sweet.
San Francisco won 5-0. Tourists appear to have been the target in Egypt, but as we hear from CBS's Alex Ortiz, a planned attack was thwarted.
Egyptian police say they foiled a terror attack this morning in the southern city of Luxor at the famed Karnak Temple, one of the country's top tourist attractions. At least one militant blew himself up at the entrance to the temple. Police shot 2 other attackers. The health ministry says no tourists were hurt. 5 Egyptians were wounded. This is the first terrorist attack in Luxor since 1997, when militants slaughtered 60 tourists in an ancient temple. Alex Ortiz, CBS News, Cairo.
The news business bids farewell to Vincent Musetto. You may not know the name, but you probably have seen or heard about a famous tabloid headline he wrote about a grisly murder case 32 years ago. The New York Post blared, "Headless body in topless bar." Musetto, who came up with that and had a long career at the paper, has died at 74. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.